Fire trucks and emergency responder vehicles drove in a line to Two Rivers Park. The vehicles were silent other than the rumbling of their engines. Two trucks from the Prineville Hotshots, an Oregon-based wildland firefighting crew, led the solemn procession. It was 20 years ago Sunday that the Prineville Hotshots lost 9 firefighters. Those individuals, along with 5 other firefighters, were killed by the South Canyon Fire on Storm King Mountain. The blaze had jumped the fire line in the late afternoon, catching the firefighters off guard. The 14 who died were honored at a commemoration event in Glenwood Springs. Todd Richardson, with the Bureau of Land Management, spoke at the ceremony.
Our home unit, mine at that time, was Montrose, Colorado, and as many of you know, a lot of stuff started going on in Paonia and Hotchkiss and other parts of the state of Colorado. And the good Lord was looking out for myself and those on that engine, and they sent us down to Montrose. And on July 6th, 1994, I had the news shared with me, and forever has transformed how I look at my responsibility to fire.
Daniel Heron was assigned to the South Canyon Fire on July 5th, 1994, a day before the Storm King tragedy.
I knew that the fire was beginning to grow. Additional resources were being ordered. I remember thinking at the time that I came here, there was a certain quiet here, and I remember wondering about that. All of a sudden, after the events that day, the stakes of fire changed in a very dramatic way.
Ralph Holtby's daughter, Bonnie, was one of the 14 killed during the South Canyon Fire.
20 years have gone by. We're still here. We still remember. We still have feelings. And yeah, it's tough to get closure, but we can still walk. We're walking a little bit better as time goes on, and it still hurts some. But that's the way life is.
The ceremony ended on a moment of silence. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.